You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I wish I'd know going into the day if we're going to have a good one or not. And Sunday and Monday, not the best. Tuesday, much, much better. So in the NHL, for the second consecutive night, we lose, and we lose with the extra attacker versus the empty net situation. The extra attacker scored back-to-back nights, sent the game to overtime, so we lose. All we had to do is get an empty net, and we cover those games, but we didn't get the job done. But our night in college basketball was much better. We run the table a perfect 4-0. We hit on Baylor. We hit on Michigan. We hit on Syracuse. And we hit on Wisconsin. Believe it or not, the next three plays on my card were also winners. So I kind of regret not giving you seven versus just the four in college basketball. But when it was all said and done, we make $263.60 for the day. And we move on to the next. So we start on the frozen pond. It is New Jersey minus the 1.5 over Arizona at a plus 115. So it's always nice to bet against Arizona. They're the second worst offense in the NHL. They're 4-11-3 on the road this year. They have lost 8 of their last 11 games by multiple goals. And when you're playing the puck line at a minus 1.5, that's music to my ears. So I'm going to fade the Coyotes versus playing the Devils. I'm on Arizona tonight plus the 115. Next up, we go to college basketball. We lead off with, yeah, guess what? Alabama minus the 3.5 over LSU. So now, I hit on Wisconsin last night and broke that curse. Tonight, I'm trying to end my 3-game losing streak on Alabama. Alabama is attempting to do the same. They've lost 3 straight themselves. And their biggest problem is they just can't rebound the basketball. They're 113th in the country when it comes to rebounding margin. And for a Power 5 program, that's really bad. LSU was upset by Arkansas on Saturday, dropping them to 13th in the polls. Cue the overrated chance. I like the Tide tonight, minus the 3.5 over number 13, LSU. Next up, we go to the Missouri Valley. It is Northern Iowa, minus the Valparaiso. So at last, Northern Iowa is becoming the team that I expected all season long. They've won 5 straight, and now they're second place in the Missouri Valley Conference. Meanwhile, Valpo, they're only 1-5 in the Valley, and they've lost 4 straight, including a 27-point loss at UNI just a couple weeks ago. Kobe King just hasn't been the lift that I expected for the Brown and Gold. Meanwhile, I think Ben Jacobson's coaching star is getting ready to rise again. I'm on the Panthers, minus the 4 at Valpo. Next up, we go to the Big East. It is St. John's, plus 4 at Creighton. So I think Greg McDermott has done a great job this year in Omaha, but they're beatable at home. Creighton has nice wins over Villanova and Marquette, but they also have an ugly home loss to Arizona State. St. John's played tough at Providence and UConn, but they fell just short. Tonight, they bring the heat from start to finish. I like the Johnnies to get the job done, so we're on St. John's plus the 4 over the Blue Jays. Next up, we go to the ACC. It is Georgia Tech plus the 2.5 over Wake Forest. So I'm going back to the well. Georgia Tech just isn't that bad. Sure, they've lost 4 of 5, but the last 2 conference home losses were by 3 and 4. Wake is having an excellent season, and they've won 3 of 4, but this is going to be a motivated group of Yellow Jackets tonight. Lots of bulletin board material this week. I'm on Georgia Tech, plus the 2.5 at home over Wake Forest. Then your final game of the card, it is back to the Valley, and it's going to be Southern Illinois, minus the 4.5 over Indiana State. So the Salukis have taken out their frustration over the poor Sycamores for years and years in the Valley. Southern Illinois has lost back-to-back conference games at home by a total of 2 points. That's right, a pair of 1-point gut-wrenching losses to Northern Iowa and Drake. They've now lost 3 straight. Meanwhile, on the other side, The Sycamores are just 1-3 in conference, and they're 1-5 on the road this year. I'm on the Salukis. They're going to leave no doubt tonight. Southern Illinois, -4.5 is the play. So let's recap your card for a Wednesday. On the Frozen Pond, we like New Jersey, -1.5 over Arizona at a +115. In college basketball, we like Alabama, -3.5 over LSU. We like Northern Iowa, -4 over Valpo. We're on St. John's, +4 at Creighton. We like Georgia Tech, +2.5 over Wake Forest. And we like the Salukis of Southern Illinois, -4.5 over Indiana State. So that's your card for Wednesday. But before we wrap up the podcast today, we're done with the content. We're now going to give you a promo for something. And that is a website that I fell in love with over the last couple of weeks. It's called Prize Picks. So it's similar to DraftKings. It's similar to betting on prop bets. It's somewhere in between. What it is, it's daily fantasy. You pick 2 to 5 players. You're not competing against anybody. You're just competing against yourself. You can pick 2. You can pick 3. You can pick 4. You can pick 5. You can pick across multiple sports. So like over the weekend, I was playing the number of birdies over in Hawaiian golf, combined with a hockey shots on goal, combined with an NFL, and combined with an NBA. That's how you can do it. And unlike a parlay, you don't have to hit 5 out of 5 to get a payout. You can hit 4 out of 5 and double your money. You can hit 3 out of 5 and get a little refund. Still going to lose, but you get a little refund of your money. So it's a great site. I love it. And I want you to join as well. So it's available in most U.S. states and all of Canada. You can use the link in the show notes, or we have a promo code that's been created called PlayMe. Yeah, that's right. PlayMe, one word. And if you do so, you get a 100% deposit match up to the first $100. I'll give you an example of a winner. On Rose Bowls that day, the Rose Bowl, it was Ohio State against Utah. I'm watching the first half, and I'm like, okay, I think Ohio State's going to win this game in the second half. Now, keep in mind, we played the Buckeyes on the spread as well, so I had a partial reason for that. But they were moving the ball, so I'm like, I'm going to create a lineup for the second half of this game with mostly Ohio State players. Similar to DraftKings, I had to use somebody from a different team. I couldn't do 5 Buckeyes, but I did 4 Buckeyes. I did the quarterback and 3 receivers. I did all them to the over because I thought they were going to have an explosive second half. They did. That was good. And then the 5th player, I selected the quarterback for Utah. I played the under there. Well, you can say maybe I got lucky because he got hurt in the second half, but he went under. So I went 5 of 5 and turned my $20 entry into $200. It's that simple. Prize Picks, once again, promo code PlayMe or use the link in the show notes. Thank you as always. And now we can wrap up the podcast. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.